By the fire which burnt down our city. Thomas Vincent, God's Terrible Voice in the City, written shortly after the Great Plague of London and the Great Fire of London. By the fire which burnt down our city, God calls upon London to secure themselves against the fire of hell. London's fire was dreadful, but the fire of hell will be a thousandfold more dreadful. The fire of London was kindled by man, but the fire of hell will be kindled by God Himself. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of burning sulphur, sets it ablaze. Isaiah 30:33. The fire of London burnt the houses of the city and consumed much of the goods, but the fire of hell will burn the wicked themselves. Depart, you cursed ones, into everlasting fire. Matthew 25:41. The fire of London burnt most, but not all of the houses in the city. Some are yet remaining, but the fire of hell will burn all of the wicked. Not one of them shall escape and remain. The fire of London was extinguished and lasted but 4 days, but the fire of hell will be inextinguishable. It will burn forever. It is called everlasting fire, in which the damned must lie and burn eternally without any possibility of ever leaving. If you had known before of London's fire, where it would begin, and how it would spread and seize upon your houses, surely you would have taken some course for the prevention of it. You surely know now of the fire of hell. The word of God has revealed it. Oh, take some course for preventing of it, at least for securing of yourselves against it. When the fire was burning in London, you fled from it, lest it should have consumed your body, as well as houses. Oh, fly from the fire of hell, into which you will be thrown if you go on in sin. Flee from the wrath which is to come. Flee unto Jesus Christ, who alone can deliver you.